lesson.
We should try to depict ourselves how we are connecting among us in our desire, in our inclination, in our tendency, above the desire, above our disposition, forcefully, even though we have no desire. We should try to get closer in the goal, that the goal is pulling us, connecting us, and the Creator, who is one for all of us, unites us all and connects us. And in this way, we become a drop. The minute we achieve such a connection among us, where we are like a drop of sperm, meaning our desires, our intentions, our goals, are more or less the same as much as we can. And then some. Well, there must be an effort. So that effort is the prayer. And then the Creator glues this drop with His love to Himself. And this is called the drop of the sperm being attached to the wall of the womb. It's when desires from Malchut come to Bina and try to cling to the outer crust, outer membrane of Bina. Of course, afterwards there will be more operations, but the first contact, as we read, is a miraculous act and a very important act. It's called creating a form within a form. The form of the will to receive is included in the desire to bestow, which is the Creator. Let's try to picture ourselves all together wanting to adhere to the upper force, which is one, and therefore we must be as one. As it is written, one receives one. And in this way, we will try to be incorporated in Him, so that His heart will rejoice in us. This is what's ahead of us. The point of annulment, the point of connection, and the point of adhesion with the Creator. Those three stops we have to go through, and then we will become an embryo. All the external conditions are in our favor. All the inner conditions in each one are in favor of each and every one. But above it, we have to yearn for connection among us and with the Creator. Although some are more successful in this, some are less so, less successful. But here's our effort. The habit becomes a second nature. The more we want to see ourselves together and in the Creator, the more it will happen. In this, we are certain to immediately bring Him contentment. Bringing Him contentment.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. Yesterday you spoke about that we need to think about a question from 10, and a question came out. It is the question, we all have separate souls. So how can we bring these separate souls into one?
We were once one soul that was called Adam Rishon, meaning the beginning of the soul. And that soul was divided into myriad pieces, a great many pieces. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called 600,000 pieces, 600,000 particular individual souls, and then other pieces and sparks, etc. When we try to return to being as one man with one heart, everyone friends, we awaken the general inclusive light that was in that one soul, that was received in that one big desire that existed opposite from the light, corresponding to the light. So we seemingly want to return to the state when the desire and the light were as one, and the light filled the desire and arranged it properly in order to fill it more and more. And because that desire broke into pieces, the light suddenly appeared in the desire as opposite from the desire. And then the desire broke into pieces, into individual souls and parts of souls, which drifted apart according to the level of inequivalence of form between them, between the lights and the desires. Now that we want to forcefully bring them back, we can't do this ourselves. Whatever closeness we can do with one another, it won't help us. It won't help us for correction. It might help for a prayer, because we'll understand how incapable we are. But in the end, everything depends on the prayer, on asking the Creator, the Arpalite, to arrange it for us, to build it for us. He broke the kli, the vessel, and he will fix the vessel. It's called a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation. So when he puts to death, we also have to come to that, meaning to see that what he did in us is really put into death. Separation from each other leads us into spiritual death, and this is where we are now. And connection among us brings us life. A king puts to death and brings to life. But that reviving has to be a salvation, so that we don't just come to connect and feel good. Rather, we want the Creator to be revealed in us, which wasn't so prior to the breaking of the vessel. Because now we're looking for in the connection between us, and in the power of the connection and the manner of connection between us, that it will be the Creator, that we will attain Him. So the whole process we're going through in the breaking of the vessel and its correction, and to the end of the correction, is that we are only asking, awakening the Creator to be revealed in the created beings in His true power, so that with the help of the created being, according to our efforts, we bring Him, we make Him become revealed, which previously He was not revealed. Adam and Eve, meaning the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, when they were in the soul prior to the breaking, they were a very small light, a very small light. They didn't have a collision between the vessels. They had no tight connection above rejection. They didn't have the conditions by which to reveal the power of the light, the power of the Creator. This is why there was the breaking, where through connecting above the hatred between the will to receive and the will to bestow, you achieve such connection that the darkness shines as light. And then we discover that same manifestation of the Creator that existed prior to the breaking, 600 times stronger. It is from near zero of upper light to complete Nahan Chai. And this is our entire work. This is why we should try very hard to discover our real situation and how we can turn it into a corrected state. And this is why each time we will discover how far we are from each other, how much we don't want it, we are helpless, we have no desire, we're passive, heavy. And each time we have to reawaken ourselves. And mainly we should help each other. And in this way, we will really see ourselves advancing more and more. So, and we shouldn't slight this work, because precisely by repeatedly wanting to draw near, after we discover the distance between us, out of the distance between us, we sort out the conditions in which the upper light will afterwards shine with its true power. So let's get into the lesson and see how we can take another step forward to connection among us. As Rabash, Baal HaSulam, all the Kabbalists write that it all depends on the connection between us. And out of this, we will discover the Creator and His true power. Because precisely by this,
we all have separate souls. So how can we bring these separate souls into one?
Because they came from one soul. We have to yearn to be one soul. It's called as one man with one heart. And the Creator arranges the order for us. Just like we see today. Look at the diversity of our vessel. All kinds of people, all the countries, all the nations. We don't decide anything. We decide only one thing. To above all the boundaries, we have to connect, to unite. And this will bring us to a state of the true, of the revealing of the true power of the Creator in us. This is why there are no limitations, no laws besides one. As Rabash and Baal HaSulam write in their articles, the law of unity, the law of connection. That's it. Precisely, the more differences are revealed, we unite above them. More differences are revealed, we unite above them again. Likewise, each and every
Buenos días, querido Rab. Querido
Rab.
Persona tenga un mayor éxito que otros en este camino, ¿a qué se debe realmente?
Why some of us are doing better or more successful on this path than others?
In order for us to help one another, in order for us to pull everyone and want to help each other, they help one another. This is what happens in a body. No cell is like another cell, but rather they all work together above the nature of each particular cell for the purpose of the common body, to maintain it in as a correct manner as possible. This is what we need to do. So I don't judge another person's nature. I don't criticize them. I understand that it comes to him from his nature. And that's how the Creator awakened him and positioned him in front of me. So what I have to do is unite with him as he is. Not correct him, but correct me in order to connect with him. And then I discover that behind this friend stands the Creator. And in this way, I have to work with all the friends. And then I discover the Creator behind my 10.
Дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что насколько мы захотим представить себе соединение между нами.
You said that as much as we want to describe, depict this connection between us, the habit will become second nature and we will give contentment to the Creator. How to portray the connection between us correctly?
The more opposite we are from one another, the more we nevertheless want to connect, although we naturally reject one another. But according to the desire of the Upper One, we do have to unite with one another. With those two desires, my personal desire and the desire of the Creator, I position them one opposite the other. And the desire of the Creator is the Upper One, and my desire not to connect is the Lower One. To the extent that I try to connect the two, then my egoistic desire becomes of youth, that's coarseness, and the Creator's desire for us to connect becomes the refinement. And in that sandwich between those two layers, I begin to discover Him, my soul. There's both coarseness there and refinement, the resistance between them, and above the resistance, the connection between them, and it becomes a patsuf. This is how we work.
Ну вот есть нет проблем с ощущением сопротивления с первой частью, с нижней.
No, there's no problem with feeling the resistance in the first part from below, but how to connect with His desire?
It is written about it. For in Him our heart will rejoice. The Creator is the goal. He is the point of connection between us. In Him we should all unite. You cannot approach a friend unless you depict to yourself that you're going to approach the Creator.
Это как-то надо себе представлять, как-то нам в десятке, как-то это...
Do you have to somehow depict it in the 10 somehow?
That you are going to approach the Creator, the power of bestowal, the common power of love that fills all of reality, the whole vessel, common vessel, the whole of the common soul. And this is how we approach Him until we discover Him.
We
discover Him to the extent of our vessels, to the extent that our vessels begin to work in the same direction as the Creator. Then within our vessels, we discover phenomena, which we call them Bore, Creator, Bore, common sea. He doesn't exist outside of our vessels. But if we succeed in connecting contradictory vessels, even opposite vessels, but we try to connect them, this is called above reason, with bestowal above reception, by this I create the conditions to discover the quality of bestowal, to reveal it. And in this way, we come to the revelation of the Creator, only to the extent that we rise above our will to receive, into the common will to bestow. In it, we reveal the Creator.
I want to ask for a while now about this point of who is the I, all my desires, my nature, the changing desires and changing thoughts. The Creator is sending that to me too. So it turns out that I'm working with one part, which is the Creator, and another part, which is also the Creator. This collision between two opposites comes from the Creator.
Correct. So what?
So who is me? Who? There is no I here.
I am the one who is experiencing all those states. It's called the king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation. Of course the Creator does everything. Who am I? I'm substance that feels all those phenomena. And the more this substance, this matter, which is the will to receive, the more opposite it, which is opposite from the Creator. So the more I annul it before the Creator, the more I begin to feel the oppositeness, the contradiction from the Creator, and the connection with the Creator. And by this I begin to establish, to depict myself.
So this part that is opposite the Creator also comes from the Creator.
Of course, yes.
It turns out that I bring two parts of the Creator back to the Creator.
Yes, exactly. You have to bring it to Him just like that, on a plate. Look what you did to me. Connect it, fix it. Just like a little kid who comes to his mother and says, it's not, I can't do it. That's what you should do. This is our...
Good
morning. We said that we have to continue with the efforts towards connection. The question is, what is it about this persistence, even when you don't feel anything, you don't see anything, that makes it so important on our path?
The fact that we don't see and don't feel it, and yet we try, this is called going with faith above reason, according to our situation. This is why it's so important to repeat it as much as possible during the day, that we are drawn toward the same goal, to connection between us. And this is really what worries us. And even though we have no desire for it, we awaken ourselves, we compel ourselves, force ourselves to be in that desire. And this is why we need to set specific times when we connect and work more and more in that direction. We should talk more about unity, connection, about the embryo we have to attain, what its form is. Now, this is more important than reading articles, because some of the time when we meet during the day, we also have to talk about our situation, our yearning to be in the impregnation. We have to help each other. Otherwise, when we read articles, we don't achieve connection. We don't advance, and we don't progress in the connection.
A question from the 10.
Нам помогает объединиться, когда
our virtual world what helps us connect is when we increase our feeling and our ability to depict things, or can we add something to it?
It is written, whatever is in your power to do, do. I can't say it with words, because words limit things. Whatever you can do for the sake of the connection between you, do it. That's it. I have nothing.
Again. Baal Sulam said that this is the order of the work. The beginning of the work is called Ibul, impregnation, when a person begins to work on the path of truth. When he passes by the doors of Torah, the Jacob in a person awakens and wishes to walk on the path of Torah. When he walks by the doors of idol worship, the Esau in a person awakens to come out. We should interpret his words. Man consists of vessels of reception by nature, called self-love, which is the evil inclination. And he also consists of a point in the heart, which is his good inclination. And when he begins to work in bestowal, it is regarded as ibu, from the word avra, past. This is why he experiences ascent and descent and is unstable. He is influenced by the environment and is unable to overcome. For this reason, when one moves to an environment where people engage in work that is alien to us, meaning self-love, the self-love in a person awakens and comes out from concealment to disclosure and takes control over the body. At that time, one is unable to do anything except that which concerns his receiver. And when he passes through an environment where people engage in work of bestowal, the Jacob in him awakens and comes out from concealment to disclosure. At that time, works of bestowal govern the body.
Ita 4. No, buongiorno.
Rav, buongiorno. Scusa, ho qualche problema con il microfono. Io volevo chiedere, perché voglio capire bene questo Ibur, no? Come studenti di Kabbalah, noi già studiamo...
Sorry, I had a problem with the microphone. I wanted to ask, as a student of yours, we're learning this concept, we're living in this concept of those none else besides him. So how does that relate to the state of impregnation that we're entering? How do they relate to one another? Rav, there's none else besides him is what we want to determine, that it's the power of love, power of bestowal, power of connection. This is what we want to establish in the connection between us, that if there is none else besides him, then this force, this governance, we want it to be above us and control us. This is exactly the entry into the impregnation.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Екатеринбург.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, как зарождение связано с чередованием Якова и Эсава?
How the impregnation related to Jacob and Esau?
Jacob and Esau are two qualities in each of us. They awaken one at a time. At one time, the will to receive, another time, the will to bestow. And of course, the will to receive is stronger. And the desire to bestow only awakens, and through the work between us, and turn into the Creator to raise the will to bestow in us more and more. Increase the desire to bestow in us. So that's how we grow. But the will to receive also doesn't remain as it was. It too grows. If our will to bestow that we yearn to reveal in us, if it grows, then the will to receive grows in us as well. And that's how they continue with a certain balance between them and become, the will to receive becomes the coarseness of the patzuf of the soul, of the ten sefirot, and the will to bestow, which is the common force. You have the force of Malchut and force of Bina. And those two forces establish for us a system in such a way that the two forces in it are in a certain balance between them, but it's a different balance. It's a dynamic balance. Where the relationship between them, between the will to receive and the will to bestow, constantly change. And between the two of them, we constantly reveal a new reality, internally and environmentally. Until we come to a state where the power of bestowal fills all of the power of reception. And this is called the final correction or the end of correction.
Good morning. The yearning we have to connect and to be together, to connect with the Creator. How can I tell that it's not coming from my inner desire to receive something? Because if I'm trying to poke around myself, I see that it comes from my will to receive and not my will to bestow.
So what? Of course.
The question is it not a sin that it's coming from the will to receive?
You have no choice. There's nothing good in you. We're all coming out of the broken will to receive. There is nothing good in us. And that's how we have to accept our initial state. This is called the Creator saying, I have created the evil inclination. When you finally discover that there is nothing in you besides an evil inclination, this is called being at the beginning of creation. Eva, wrath and judgments. Ibu, impregnation, is already being in a transition. And that each time he's in the will to receive, will to bestow, and all kinds of forms in between them, and he constantly wants to choose above the will to receive that's revealed in him so that the will to bestow will govern him. This is called Ibu, impregnation. An embryo is already alive. He's already in a process. It's not just a drop of sperm anymore. It's a drop of sperm that is being nourished by the uterus. And then it's called an embryo. It's the impregnation.
And what does it mean that when he goes through an environment where people engage in work of self-love versus an environment where people are engaged in acts of bestowal? What does it mean to walk through an environment or pass through it?
In our states, we understand what it is. But in spiritual states, it is once fed by the force of reception and another time by the force of bestowal. And in us, it's also connected to external conditions where we are either in a group or without the influence of the group, or in a lesson or outside, either in a lesson or outside the lesson. By this we grow. But we have to be in all those states. We have to absorb the will to receive, to be impressed by the world. This is why we mustn't isolate ourselves from the world, on the one hand. On the other hand, we must also work on it so that this remoteness, moving away, will be as a basis for us to get closer among us so that we rise above it, above the distance between us, and that's how we grow.
No need to repeat it. On the one hand, it appears to us that we make all the choices, we choose everything. On the other hand, when we look at our lives, we see that we made no actual choices, but someone would aim us this way or that way through various events and encounters. In truth, there are no coincidences in the world. Everything is predetermined, and that's how it should be. Our choice is not in whom and how, and rather how each time above the disturbances I will determine the true goal more precisely each time. If there is in a person, other than his will to receive, a point from the will to bestow, which is a point from the final goal, which is called a divine part from above, the point in the heart. If he has that, then this person approaches that goal by being pulled by this point. And then it's up to a person how much he can increase, amplify the illumination, the influence of this point on him. This is where our free choice is. We choose nothing, only to amplify the amount of this good influence over us.
French.
The correct advice to maintain these two forces, to walk on both feet, Jacob and Esau, right and left, is to constantly yearn for the right. And then, according to how much we succeed on the right, the left will immediately grow and give us the egoistic foundation for the next degree, where we'll see as a result that we have to increase the right, meaning in working on the right, we are causing the left to grow. And that's how we walk. We start from the left, as the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, and our foundation is the evil inclination. And that's how we need. Appears differently. And this is where we have to explain it. Why should we go and deal with fires and floods, deal with these viruses? Rather, let's go and take care of everything on the highest level, the point of their origin, the point where there's no connection with the upper force. If we correct the connection on that level, all the degrees below it will calm down. They'll disappear. There'll be no problems, no tensions. Nothing will be revealed there. If, nevertheless, we won't be able to convince humanity, then all these harmful things will come out, we will suffer greatly from the collisions between them and each and every desire. And we can hear from scientists how they too are seeing what is coming, how humanity is going to suffer heavily. Truly. We can stop it. We can go through it on a higher level. Not to correct it the way it appears before us. Imagine if we wouldn't discover the radio waves. How could we connect? So we are raising the connection between us to a higher level, and so on and so forth. We keep coming, going up the degrees in technology in different areas. So we correct what was there before in a different essence, a new essence. And the same is here. We shouldn't think that the fact that we are creating vaccines, we're fighting fires and floods, that it's somehow a correction. It's not a correction. It's simply our weakness. We don't understand the level on which we need to wage war with these phenomena. And it's only on the degree of lack of connection between us that determines everything. Because the Creator is looking at that point. No connection between us and no connection between us and him. This is the source of all the reasons, all the causes, all those negative phenomena where there's no connection there, and they come and is that clear?
Что любая абсолютно сводка новостей, которая говорит о очередном катаклизме.
So it turns out that everything in the news that talks about some problem indicates from to Nebuch to one thing, lack of connection in my tent. And we can get a general impression from it and connect more.
When I would spend time with Rabash throughout the day, other than the lesson, I would turn on the radio at his command on the hour. News in Israel, back then, today I'm not tuning into the news. Back then, there would be news flashes, 1-2 minute long on the hour. I would turn it on for him, he would listen to it for a minute, and I would feel that I need to turn it off. Or he would say it. And that's what he needed. But on the hour, unless he was asleep or in a lesson, every hour, he would not forget on it. In all times, 12 years I spent next to him, that's how it was. He wouldn't forget, he wouldn't miss out. And if it's more serious events, wars or something like that, you know, it happens here often. And then even during the lesson, he would come out, he'd go out to his room and listen to the news. But that's for him. Now, we don't connect ourselves to the news because we're constantly in it already. For us, these blows come to us every day more and more. But nevertheless, we have to understand. Bnei Baruch, only you understand what is going on. Only you, in the connection between you, can correct reality. And therefore, you have to accept it seriously and try as much as possible to see on your day-to-day if we are correcting something or not. Is the world really turning towards the good? Because that's on us to do. Every day, more and more. But nevertheless, you have to understand. Bnei Baruch, only you understand what is going on. Only you, in the connection between you, can correct reality.
Exit number 26. After he achieves this degree called Lolishma, not for her sake, he is rewarded with other phenomena when it comes to a higher state. That is, at that time, he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then, he is in a state of lishma, for her sake, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
Powerful.
Again, after he achieves a degree called Lolishma, not for her sake, he is rewarded with other phenomena. When he comes to a higher state, that is, at that time, he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in a state of lishma for her sake, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator. While his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever, then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
That's how we go from our corporeal state to our spiritual state. We begin to feel ourselves belong to a small degree to the upper one, more and more and more, until we are included completely. And that's when we go from Lolishma to Lishma. And inside Lolishma, we grow through all the spiritual degrees. How can a person see it? As much as his will to receive directs him, or he yearns nevertheless to think about the Creator, the greatness of the Creator in his eyes, either that, or he yearns to do good to his own state, just as he is right now. And that's how he advances, to discern between, distinguish between these states and advance.
If,
doing it with the friends is much simpler. That's why the Creator gave us this discernment in this world as well. Since if I begin to worry about them more than I worry about myself, by that I already begin to learn how to be adhere to the Creator in place of our my corporeal desires. And in this way we go.
Абаш пишет, что после того, как достиг ступени, называемой...
Абаш writes here that after he attains a degree called Lolishma, not for her sake, what does it mean to attain that degree?
Lolishma, not for her sake, means that although I'm yearning for bestowal and connection, I'm still... And desires and thoughts of reception from myself. But I know what I'm trying to get to, and I know how I can get there, except I'm still in this process where I wish to come to a state where I won't be thinking of myself. I won't have no worries about myself, about it, but only from the friends to the Creator.
So, can we say that now we're in a state of Lolishma and we have to come to Lishma for her sake?
Typically, all our friends are working already from Lolishma, yes. And this is respectful. This is a good state. Except we need to keep yearning further. If we let go of our efforts to reach Lishma, we don't advance, and even our, and we even begin.
Influence humanity at some point, and that's it.
We don't need to worry about the correction of each and every person in humanity. Rather, in our dissemination, we need to disseminate this general knowledge. How is the world made? What is it made of? How is it moving towards its goal? Why do we suffer? Why are we going through such blows? And what should we do? Try to be closer to one another, connect. Above all the differences, this is the general message we have to explain.
But
it's not like we are bringing them to correction and for them to correct themselves the way we do it. God forbid. They have no point in the heart. They don't have a desire to bestow that is revealed. So they would feel through this desire to bestow, even as a point, that they would feel that they belong to the purpose of creation. We don't even have that intention, because those souls are not part of the process of correction. Rather, they can only associate themselves with us. We are drawn toward correction and toward the goal. That's why we are called Galgal Tavei Enayim. According to the general calculation, if here is the Creator, this is the Creator, and we have to reach Him, and under the Creator, underneath Him, there's a part called Galgal Tavei Enayim. And below it is the Ahab.
In Ahab.
Ahab.
Zo. Galgalta Enayim. Shayachim
Lit. Galgalta of Enayim belong to the decree of Bina. And the Ahab belongs to the degree of Malchut.
And
that's how we correct it. Now, the degree of Malchut, you cannot correct it.
Dargat Bina, Galgal Tavei Enayim.
But only according to how the degree of Bina, Galgal Tavei Enayim, is capable of bringing it into contact with the Creator. So the difference between them is that the degree of Bina longs, yearns for the Creator, and the degree of Malchut yearns or longs only for itself. Our work then, is when we wish to explain to them
that
for themselves we're capable of succeeding on the condition that we connect these two, to have the connection, for them to try to be with Galgal Tavei Enayim, to connect to us. That's how reach correction. It will happen. This was already decided from above, and it will happen in the way that it needs to happen.
¿Eso evitará el dolor, Rab?
No. Please.
¿Eso evitará el dolor en la humanidad?
Will that prevent pain from humanity?
Yes, the moment we yearn even more to the Creator and the nations of the world, meaning all the rest of humanity, more or less, understands that it is in a very narrow state. Narrow means lack of chassadim. And chassadim is the force of Bina. This is the force of Bina. Then what's required of them is only to participate with us as much as they're capable of in dissemination, in learning about the purpose of creation. And to some extent, a small extent, you know, like children in school. It's enough. Then we carry them, and together with them, we come to truly give contentment to the Creator, because the Creator delights in them, right here, in the Ahab. This is where the coarseness is. This is where the greatest desires are here.
And
the force of Bina is only to connect with the Creator. So our job is merely to connect all of humanity, these billions, who are a small part of the soul, to tie them to the Creator. And then specifically from that, he enjoys that, because these parts come to him and connect to him. But this is our work. That's why we work in the, we do the work of the Creator, serve the Creator, in order to connect all of humanity to the Creator.
Do you have a question from my 10? Do we enter Ibur after correcting all our desires, or does the correction of our desires continue after we enter Ibur? How should we relate to our desires in the Ibur condition?
Before we enter the Ibur, we don't correct anything. We can't correct. The whole correction is by us annulling ourselves before the Upper One. That's where corrections begin. So I annul myself to the Upper One in various ways, the way it seems to me, and I'm in a state that I'm willing or ready for the Upper One to do whatever He wants on me. That's the meaning of I attach myself as an embryo, as a drop in the womb, and then the Upper One does whatever He wants with me, in a way that I restrict my desire and I hand myself to the hands of the Upper One. And this is considered that I have become.
Дарав, от продолжаю вопрос товарищ про лолишма. Подскажите.
I want to continue the friend's question about лолишма. The essence of the suffering from conception, when he says that he's suffering for himself, or suffering that he can bestow to the Creator?
He feels himself being in a state that he must ascribe himself completely to the Creator, and still is incapable of being in it with all his heart and soul. And that's where all his torments come from.
Спасибо, Рав. В последнем отрывке, который
Thank you, Rav. In the last excerpt we read, it was written that his intention is only to annul to the true reality. What does that mean? What is the true reality?
We should annul ourselves because this is basically the true reality. That's all. The true reality is that besides the Creator, besides the upper force, nothing acts. With respect to it, with respect to this state, we have to annul ourselves.
So how do we affect them that it'll really happen?
We have to explain to the entire humanity that the fact that we discover the floods, the fires, well, earthquakes, well, not yet, and volcanoes, we're going to have them.
Sickness, pandemic.
Yeah, different sicknesses and all. It's all a result of the imbalance between us. Because the will to receive is in control of us without our right care. And that's why it's erupting in the meantime in lower degrees than us. The degrees of still, vegetative, animate. The pandemic is a blow in the animate degree. Try to imagine what's going to happen if we're going to become even worse and we're still not going to connect. Well, then the trouble in the speaking level is war.
Right. You said we depend on the whole general kli. Is that true of the whole world?
The whole of humanity.
Just like that?
Because your goal is to pass on light through you to the entire humanity.
And it doesn't matter if they understand or not?
They don't need to understand anything. All they need to do is to respond to the light that through you will pass on to them.
I understand. How do you feel their response?
I feel.
Their response?
Yes. They're responding.
Okay.
Amado Rav.
Shalom.
¿Cuál va a ser
el punto
de quiebre para la conexión entre las vasijas de otorgamiento y las vasijas de recepción para el primer grado?
What is the breaking point between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal on the first degree?
That's the point of the Ibur, where the first connection between the vessels of bestowal, the vessels of reception, that both the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal are both zero, and that's why they may connect. They want nothing besides being connected. However, who and what, by what, and by whom, there are no questions, because this is point zero, meaning no flesh. And that's where you start developing. All right.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вы объяснили несколько минут назад, что человечество будет...
You explained a few minutes ago that humanity will respond to the light that will pass on to them through us. How will that response be?
That depends how successful we are at being the transition. As Baal HaSulam explains in the articles, the giving of the Torah and the Arvut. If we're successful in our role, well, then humanity will come closer to us. It won't oppose us. And it will feel that what comes from us is true, good bestowal, a good method that helps it, helps them coming come closer to the good source. But if we won't function in a good way, well, then what we're going to get is hatred from all of humanity. Instinctive hate. Just as today you can see anti-Semitism from the entire humanity to the Jews. This is how the entire humanity will hate us. They're going to feel that we, each and every one of us, not necessarily the group, but each and every one of us, is a harm doer. He harms humanity, harms them. Because instead of bringing something good to them, and they're going to feel they're supposed to get something good from him, they're getting something opposite, something bad. Then there's a question, why am I getting bad things from him? Is this my enemy? Is this my hater? And then hatred is awakened and a negative relation towards us appears. That's why we need, as fast as possible, to take care of the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire humanity in as much as we can. It won't do to run away from that because it's already in the souls. It's written this way. And we're going to discover, well, in short, we're about to discover from humanity either a good relation towards us or a bad one. And running away to some place, hiding, won't help. It won't help.
Rav,
Baal HaSulam writes that each one will have to find his singularity to bestow to others. Can we say that anyone, Ibn Baruch, found his singularity?
Not yet. We are now speaking about conception, impregnation. That is each one's unique point in the general system of the soul of Adam HaRishon. And then each one will find himself, and from starting to work, he'll discover what exactly his unique role is, in what he is different than the others, in what he can help the others.
PT
5.
Thank you, Rav. If the transition to spirituality, the entrance into the state of embryo, to Yibur, does that open this passageway for humanity, for the lower vessels?
Well, it brings it closer, let's say. It brings them closer on behalf of the surrounding light. The surrounding light through us, it becomes internal in us, and for them it becomes external. And then in a indirect manner, it gives them some kind of ability to come near, a ability to feel and understand.
And for us, it gives a better ability to explain?
Yes, of course. We are very dependent on the man of humanity, as much as they want that same goal, even though they don't really understand it. But their desire already opens an ability for us to demand of the Creator and ask. And then the upper light comes from us to them. And then we reach our true role, to be the passage, the conduit between the Creator and the rest of the souls.
But does the systematic interdependency between us and humanity affect the entrance into the Ibul?
Of course. What do you go into Ibul for? What do you turn to the Creator for? For yourself? Not even for the group. The true desire, the true plea for the Creator is that you want to get the forces of correction from Him in order to correct the entire Chab, which is 99.999% of the general vessel of Adam Rishon, from all the souls. That is what you want to bring Him, that He will correct and fill. That is His pleasure. And without you bringing that to Him, He won't enjoy it. And they'll be bad for the Creator and for that Achab, the created beings. And you in the middle will be guilty also towards the Creator and also towards the created beings. And then it's no wonder that what is happening to you or what has happened to you throughout history.
The coarseness that grows in the embryo, its flesh, is out of the integration in the desires of humanity or the ten?
Gam v'gam.
Both.
Gam v'gam.
Both.
Да, дорогой Раф, у нас вопросы десятки.
Yes, dear Rav, we have a question by the ten, a common question. How should we use this quality of individuality, singularity, but not for destruction?
You are pulling everybody into the correction. Not that you're connecting people in their egoistic desire. You are connecting people in the intention to bestow between them. And then it'll be for the benefit of everybody.
How does that practically happen in the ten?
It doesn't matter individuality in each and every one, because our work is to aim everybody towards the same goal. That if we don't do it, so the Creator pulls us in all kinds of unpleasant means. Like now, he's pushing humanity forward. And it's worthwhile for us to hasten ourselves.
What we learned in the first part as well, that we have to annul ourselves. So it turns out that in our step, we have to annul our individuality?
Yes, of course. That's called that we're restricting ourselves in order to find a point between us, which isn't even ours. It's the Creator's. That in Him we want to connect, to Him we want to adhere, and that individuality we want to restrict it and not show it and not feel it, that as if it doesn't exist. And then we adhere to Him, and after we adhere to Him, that's called that the seed has reached the side of the womb and connects to that side of the womb. And now it starts receiving a nourishment from there and growing.
So it
turns out, according to what you say, that using that individuality, as Balasan writes, not for ruin, is only possible if we move on to different kinds.
In order to bestow, so you are working for everybody. Otherwise, it's in order to receive, and you're destroying everybody. So, briefly, we are in a state that we can connect to the Creator. But if we, from connecting to the Creator, and organizing ourselves some way, whatever we can, if we won't let the Achab connect to the Creator through us, so it'll be very bad, because the problems that will be revealed here in the Achab, they will be great, very great, and they will destroy everything. They will bring a world war and all kinds of problems. That's why we need, as quick as we can, to connect between ourselves and to connect between us to the Creator, and we need to spread the method of correction, but not the way we do it, but only knowledge of where we're advancing towards. Because today we're allowed to explain all this. You see such conditions in the world that whatever you say, there is no problem. You can say whatever you want. First of all, whoever will hear will, and whoever won't. So he won't. And except for that, from all problems and troubles that are revealed in the world, they can absorb these things. The main thing is to promise some good future for themselves. That's why it's time that we need to publish the method of correction, to explain it in general, where we are, to bring the whole world into it as much as possible. And in according to that, we connect the Creator through us to all of humanity.
Can we say that in the 10, it's only prayer, and towards the Achab, it's only dissemination? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. In the end, that's how it is. But even more than that, we receive from the Achab. We get these minuses, these deficiencies from them. Deficiencies. From them, we receive them from the Achab, and we raise it through us, these deficiencies, to the Creator. That's called man, a prayer. And then we receive from the Creator we get the force of the light, and bring it through us, and fill the vessels of Malchut, of the Achab. That's our work, to receive a deficiency towards the Creator, and from the deficiency, the force of light to humanity. That's it. That's why we are called the passage, what he says to us in Matan Torah.
When it says that we receive a deficiency from the Achab, does that mean we receive problems in the world through the floods and all that, and the fires and with money? Is that the deficiency from the Achab?
Yes, they can't discover these deficiencies in any other way, only in this way, that they, in what they suffer, they don't feel more than that. We need to translate their deficiencies, their suffering, from deficiencies of pandemic, fire, all kinds of other problems. We have to translate it to lack of correct connection between us and between us and the Creator. And that we have to raise to the Creator. Give us the ability to connect between us. By this we want to connect to you, to bring all humanity to you. That's what we need to do. And by that, by us developing this plea for all of humanity, by that we will keep our destiny, perform our destiny, why we even exist, because the group is separated, and if we won't do it, the Creator will pull us one by one through all kinds of sufferings and force us to perform this role.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, какая в итоге должна быть правильная молитва Творцу за человечество?
What should ultimately be the right prayer with which we turn to the Creator for humanity?
Thank you for asking that. So today we will speak about that. And we'll try and write it. And tomorrow we're going to ask you, so what prayer? A short prayer. No more than 5 sentences that are concrete, short, brief. How do we pray for humanity? Because actually, for us, we already talked about it. We need to pray for us in order to connect to the Creator. But what do we need to connect to the Creator for? That we receive humanity and want to bring them closer to the Creator, then it's justified that we exist. That's why we need to connect these three parts together. We are in the middle, right? As you see in the drawing, the Creator is above, humanity is below, and we are in the middle. Galgalta and Enayim. That's why we have to think about the Creator and humanity and only serve them.